Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Here on the line, joining us from the capital of Aotearoa, Wellington, Te Whanganui Ātara, we've got River, Flynn and Maxime from Debt Club here to talk about their new song called I Do Mine. Good morning to all three of you. How are we doing this morning?
Hello. Good morning.
How are you?
Things are pretty cozy down here. I mean, we can't really complain. There's been lots of really great Dunedin music releases over the course of this New Zealand Music Month, Te Marama Port or Aotearoa. What can you say about Wellington's new releases at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to rack my brain. I know there's been heaps. I'm trying to think of one of the ones that...
Yeah, there's been quite a bit. There have been.
I got back to Wellington 2 days ago, so yeah. I'm exempt from this question, I reckon.
It's too early in the morning. It's, you know, I put you on the spot. It's my bad. Absolutely. I'm so sorry.
I profusely
apologize. What were you going to say?
I know. Bad tab.
Bad tab. Yeah. And Vera Allen, I guess, as well.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, Vera Allen. Yeah.
Last year, you all released an EP called Taste for Stout. How do you drink that stuff? I hate it. I can't stand it. What's the secret? How do you enjoy it?
I don't know. I really love it, man. It's like an ice cream and a loaf of bread, you know, together.
Ooh, gross. What do you think, Flynn or Maxime? Are you fans of stout?
No.
Is River alone on this adventure?
I'm with River.
But no one else in the band's really.
Nah, I don't think so.
So these two are really carrying the torch for that one.
Yeah.
Remarkable. It's just too full. It's just like drinking a meal, you know. It is a meal.
It's like alcoholic.
That's all the songs about.
That's why I love it, you know. Yeah.
Freak, yeah. What's it like being in a 6-person band? You know, is it quite a lot of travel admin, lots of coordination, I imagine?
Yeah, definitely. I think getting everyone on the same page all the time is sometimes difficult, but we seem to do.
Does it improve your communication skills?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Especially because, like, everyone in the band is involved in, you know, things outside of the band as well, creatively and professionally. So it's like, we've got to wrangle all of our schedules. You know, I pretty much know everyone else's schedule in the band because... We have to like transport and for gigs and for tours and all of that, you know, but we're all very committed to the band, so it's in everyone's best interest to make it work.
True.
Four of us are teacher aides, so it kind of helps that four of us are on the same schedule most of the time.
I imagine you also develop a lot of patience, so you're patient with each other.
Yeah.
One of us is flying up, we can...
We're chilling.
Now, with a name like Debt Club, I assumed you guys were all financiers or just have very bad credit scores.
Probably the latter.
No, same honestly. I mean, it's hard to get a good one these days. But the new track, I Do Mine, the name kind of reminds me of I Me Mine by the Beatles. Is that at all at play here?
No, I don't think that was an exaggeration.
Yeah, that's the sound of glass shattering that you've just done there.
Yeah.
Never really thought about it like that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't. The Beatles are amazing, aren't they?
So, they are.
Yeah, totally.
It's the reference.
Yeah, it is inspired, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
The story of the song is of four different people being compared to by a jealous narrator. There's Jamie with rich parents drinking liquor out of a keep cup. There's Lucy, an aspiring academic, writing a letter to the editor of a scholar's publication. There's Harvey, who drives a big car, lives a bit free, and Liz, whose uncle is stubborn and helping her with dad's addiction issues. Where do these characters come from? They're real people.
Well,
based on a true story.
They're not real people in this, you know, like, I mean, they are real people, you know what I mean? Like, they're based on people that we've encountered and, you know, and I'm sure everyone's encountered in their life. And yeah, I think the narrator is kind of like just trying to like justify, you know, his own actions in his life and wanting to just kind of like cast everyone else aside and prove to himself that he's better than everyone, even though he kind of knows that he's not. But
I want to touch on the narrator's motivations in a second, but do you guys often have like characters in your music?
Yeah, definitely. That appear in pretty much all the songs. They're always about. I always thought that like my life isn't that interesting, so writing about other people's lives are pretty good. I don't know.
And how do you change the names out? Like if you're writing about someone called, I don't know, Patrick, do you change the name to Patricia? Is it obvious?
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like it's not like so explicitly inspired from.
Yeah.
I wish it was. It'd be so good.
Yeah. I remember when the song first came about, I remember asking you, River, about like where the names come from. And I think you were like, it's just people that we don't actually know in our lives, so no one thinks that it's about them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like
we're sitting there checking all the phone books.
We don't really
contacts, making sure there's no.
Yeah. There's no. You know, there's no Harvey in the favorites contact list. So it's like,
we
have to use that one and have a little bitch. Little
Whoa! Sorry, hey now, this is Student Radio. No, you're this.
Sorry,
that's chill. That's chill. You're chill. The Broadcasting Standards Authority is getting scrapped at the end of the year. You're chill.
To play the content warning after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, across all those characters, again, as you mentioned, there's this narrator who's jealous. I think they're driven by self hate and narcissism. Which compels them to compare the characters of their lives to his. And he kind of comes to the conclusion after every chorus that he doesn't need help and he's doing just fine when really he probably isn't doing just fine. You've said that the song is an observational exploration of self-imposed distance and solitude. Were you in a similar state when writing the track, I assume, River?
Myself?
And I?
No, I don't think so. At least I hope so. Hope not. I think... Yeah, it's just I feel like a lot of my family sometimes I feel everyone can be like real thinking about their family and observing their family's actions and also like family like through past generations as well. I think I kind of like tried to incorporate a lot of that inspiration into like some of these people and their actions and then kind of building to that final point at the end of the song where he kind of like is a bit more real with himself, you know, and it's like just say something if you're thinking of me, no matter the version you see, like doesn't matter what people think of him, he just wants to like people to recognize him, you know.
Yeah, he's crying out for help, you know.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the song. Yeah. is this going to be part of a wider story in your upcoming debut album Foothold?
Yeah, I think so. Well, it's not like, I don't think it's a concept album, you know, in the traditional sense, but, I think the themes across all the tracks are very much like observational commentary on people and like their inner workings and tried to like portray it from different perspectives and, you know, like kind of encompassing those biases into the lyrics as well. Like it's not like a fly on the wall observation. It's like a real, like you're in part, like part of it, you know, like the narrator is amongst all this.
Yeah.
Chaos.
So it's sort of hard to disentangle you from observing from you from projecting.
Yes, totally.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the main point of it, really. That you're the narrator themselves is kind of engrossed in this problem
and no matter how hard we try to judge other people, really we're judging ourselves, you know.
I suppose so.
I just like using that voice to be corny. I'm not putting pot shots in the air.
No, I promise.
No shots fired, bro. Please don't drop a diss track. Please don't drop a radio on diss track. Who's doing the sex on the song, because the sex goes crazy?
Alex. He's not with us at the moment.
Shout out to Alex, man. That sex.
Shout out to Alex.
Beautiful.
Yeah, he does.
He's our secret weapon.
He's our weapon.
He's not so secret. He's just our weapon.
Yeah. He's very much not secret.
Yeah. He's an obvious weapon. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's weapon. Bro is not hiding in plain sight. When does the album Foothold drop? And why is it, you know, is there a feet theme to the record? Is Quentin Tarantino doing some producing here?
So the
wait till you see the merch. That's pretty
Oh yeah.
Just feet pics of the band feet pics.
The album's hopefully going to come out in mid-August is the plan at the moment. We're in the process of getting the vinyl made, so
oh sick.
Kind of will depend on what happens there, but I think that's the plan.
Mm.
And then yeah, but the, in terms of the feet theme, just Foothold, I think, is the only song that features feet.
The only one.
Yeah.
That's the title track.
I'm sorry to let everyone down, but...
Yeah.
Damn.
We actually only named it that probably, like, 2 weeks before, or 2 or 3 weeks before basically finalizing everything, that we had actual another name.
Yeah.
So it's kind of... But Foothold was very much, like, the name Foothold was very much, like, an afterthought.
Mm.
The album,
and it's one of the, it's like there's a track on it called Foothold.
There's not really any cohesion with the name and the album, to be honest.
The narrative is struggling to get a foothold, you know.
It's not very grasped in reality, it seems. Bro is chopped. He's chopped as hell. Thank you for joining me and being silly. I love that. Do you have any final thoughts, River, Flynn, or Maxime?
Gig.
Just want to say that we're after the album comes out, we're going to do a little tour,
mm-hmm.
And do Wellington, Auckland, Christchurch, and Dunedin as well. So
beautiful
down there in August, late August.
Yeah. And you can check us out on at Deck Club Music on Instagram,
mm.
and Bandcamp, and you can get some. We're going to have merch coming as well.
And that might be feet themed.
And that is feet themed. All you feet people out there.
Representation, yeah, right. I love that.
Yeah.
That's great. But yeah, no, we're buzzing to come down and play Dunedin. We've not played there before, so
true.
To anyone that's listening, if you come through, that would be wonderful.
Be mean. I'm actually moving to Wellington in a month, so I'll probably be going to the Wellington show.
Nice, man.
Yeah. I'm joining the Coastal Elite Society, so
yeah.
That's going to be great. Yeah. But thank you so much for coming on and having a good time and chatting about this new track, I Do Mine. Been a pleasure to talk to you, and all the best for the album release in August.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much. That was Maxime, River, and Flynn from Deck Club. We're talking to them about their new track, I Do Mine, which is out wherever you find your music. Coming up very shortly, we'll have Katie Hawken with some news headlines, and we'll wrap up the show with our last segment, Kai Time. This is The Big Breakfast Program on Radio 1. Keep it locked. Bye.
Seeds, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.